I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It girls, we the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay and this bitch girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hannistein squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune in, chill out, and feel good inside. Like it girls.
Hey girls, welcome back to It Girls Podcast. This is Jenny.
This is Lindsay.
How are we all, queens? If you're doing a bit of Christmas shopping, girls, go over to Teespring. We've launched new merch. It's our Still Sexy line. We got a hoodie, two hoodies, two totes. The totes are also upgraded, which I'm delighted about, Linz.
They're bigger. They are from the Conscious collection, so you don't have to feel as bad for purchasing.
Yeah.
And I drew the images that are on both. So we wanted, like, what we love about our hoodies in general is that, like, we still feel cool and sexy in them, and they're such good quality. So yeah, we wanted to have like a sexy image, so when you're feeling cozy, you still feel like an it gal and an ex gal. And if you are an ex gal, as you know, you get your discounts on merch, amongst obviously having like access to our archive of our juiciest podcasts that are secret. Join the secret group, become an ex gal, and you get a burner phone where we like play the funniest voice messages through to the podcast. You get access to the Discord where you can chat to other ex-gals, make friends. There's so much on there.
There's an absolute shit ton of content on there. Especially is great, I think, for Christmas time, because I always find that, you know, obviously, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, at this point we'll probably be all in our little like house bubbles or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you kind of go home, or some people go back to work, or just that weird in between time where like you've watched all the Christmas shit, you need like other content and you kind of want normal stuff. Like I do get, like I adore Christmas, but by Stephen's Day I've kind of had enough Christmassy stuff, you know.
Especially,
so,
like you said, if you're going back to work and everyone's still like ho ho ho, yeah, and you're like I'm working in so, the sales.
Yeah, so it's a great kind of backlog of catalog content. There's live streams, there's videos on there that, as Lindsay said, at this point there'll be like 112 episodes of X-Gal. So if you want to binge, it's only a fiver, which is obviously deadly, and you get your discount on every single drop of merch that we ever do. It's not just on this one, and it's an evergreen discount. As in, like, you always get it. So go join up to that, girls. And we also have a really exciting announcement that we want to make that we're fucking buzzing for. It's for everyone. We are just delighted to ring in the year with an It Gals show. Wait, don't get too excited. But it is an It Gals live stream. We're doing a fucking, our own chat show.
Our own little chat show. So we're going to Boo Boo Studio, and then we're setting it up all cute, and we're going to do a live stream, which is going to be like, we are working with a producer who's going to make it look really sleek and cool, like our own little show. And we're going to be,
think of it like Howard Stern meets Jenny Jones. I'd really, you know, like
really that meets, is the nail on that head, man.
Meets that Tampax ad. Get it up there, girls.
Yes. Also the toy show.
So it's going to be called Christmas Crackers. Put it in your diary for now, girls. We're going to give you more information next week when we're closer to the time. But December 17th, so the Thursday before, the last weekend before Christmas, it's going to be from 8 p.m. It's going to be just a great all night. We're going to have options for you guys to bring in. It's going to be interactive. It's going to be streamed on YouTube. So go subscribe to our YouTube channel to make sure that you get the notification and all that kind of stuff. But we will be like obviously scheduling it for you guys so you can like set the notification. You can stream it on your telly, you can watch it on a laptop, you can watch it. Obviously this is what's really exciting me, Linz, is that like we've never been able to broadcast like this to all of our It Gals worldwide, because I know a lot of those, you know, we have a lot of listeners in Australia, and a lot of you guys might not be able to come home for Christmas, which is obviously really hard, and no matter where you are with COVID, like you might not be able to get home this Christmas
or see your gal pals. Exactly. So this is a perfect opportunity to like get your gals, and whether it's like you're all watching in your own homes or you have a little night with wine and cheese. you know, that you're all kind of watching the same thing and able to loll about it. So it's
dying for it. I'm so, so excited.
Like, I can't wait.
We've just been dying for it because, like, obviously we did Vicar Street last year before Christmas, and like, we can't do shows now for the foreseeable, you know, might be a year until we get another show in. And this is something that we want to just really have a fun. They're going to have a charity element, but as I said, all those details will be coming on our socials. So go follow us on Instagram, ItGals Podcast.
Yeah, it'll be free. There'll be no tickets purchasing. It's just live on our YouTube. So like Jenny said, subscribe there. But we are going to be charitable queens because we have to give back.
But those, so we'll fill you in on those.
We'll fill you in on the deets.
But subscribe to YouTube and subscribe, follow our Insta.
And buy our fucking merch so we can all go around still sexy, bitches. Yes. Still sexy.
Okay. So, hi, Bunny. There has been a lot of talk about the ick online. We've had it in our calendar for a while to do an episode, and it was almost like, you know, a sign that the world needed it gals to weigh in on the ick. Whoa, not ick gals.
No,
it's very close.
Maybe that's a kinder that's inner shit gal.
That's what our haters think.
No, maybe.
Would
that
yeah.
not piss them off as much since it's not a swear word?
So it gal or ick gal? Ooh.
Yeah, I kind of like shit gal.
No,
though.
Nothing hits home like shit gal.
I know.
Nothing hits home. I mean,
I don't care if it offends. It almost makes it more fun.
Of course it does. So, you know, we decided we're going to do this fucking episode. Obviously, our good pals, Carla and Jen, did an episode on it too. It was gas. We were having a lol. And we were just joining in on the phone, you know.
Yeah, we need to define this, and it gals is going to come in and put the it gals stamp and talk about the ick.
The ickle gals.
The ickle wiggle.
When I hear ick, I think ickle.
Ickle. I've never been called ickle in my life.
No, I don't think I ever have been. Ickle.
Not even when I came
an ickle bit annoying.
Oh yes, a lock on lock annoying. So let's get into it. So okay, so we asked on our socials, and we put up two question boxes.
Yeah, because I feel like
we need to break this shit down.
Because this is where I feel like anyone who talks about it, like, they put up like, what gives you the ick? I've seen it on so many people's social, and like, it is always entertaining. But I feel that we need to define it, and so does Lindsay. We're like, what exactly is the ick? Because I do think, Lindsay, let me put it out there, Quarren, there is a difference between turn-offs and the ick. Now, it's very close though, because sometimes I'm thinking of the
line is it's so close.
Do you know what the line is? One of those broken lines that are in the middle of the road, like
oh yeah it's like
a broken line.
It's very hard to decipher.
Yeah, it's a gray area, a major gray area. And like, Evan and I were talking about it last night, because I was asking him for like, what would guys consider the icky girls,
because it's mostly women talk about it in terms of what men, like male turn-offs or whatever. Like.
And trigger warning, girlies, we're going to be slating men this episode. So this is the episode that when you see haters calling us like that, all we do is shit on women, send them this episode, please.
Yeah, seriously. We slag men all the time.
And men would, imagine there was a male podcast that
men
made
this. Men just don't moan about it. Men are like.
But imagine there was a male podcast that made this episode about girls. They would get cancelled to fuck, and we are going to be celebrated for it. So there is a little, the thing with the ick as well, there is such a double standard in it. And a lot of my icks, my personal icks, are completely double standard, because it's shit that sometimes I do, you know, that way, or stuff that I enjoy doing.
I think that's just like human.
Totally.
Being hypocrites, you know, we all are.
But
we can't. So but yeah, so what is the ick? So this is what we put up. Okay, so we had to kind of try and like extract the true meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is talking about it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are talking about it and they don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I got one response from Sophie Murray, friend of the pod, who said, we need it, girls, to talk about this and to explain what the actual ick is, because she saw a girl on Instagram complaining that a jumper on Nasty Gal gave her the ick. Girl.
No.
A jumper. No. It's,
no. You didn't like the jumper. That is not the ick.
You do not like that jumper.
That's you would not buy that
fine.
Jumper.
You don't have to purchase the jumper.
Yeah.
Get it out of your shopping basket.
No, the ick is like, even though it is technically a noun, it's a verb, because it's a doing action. Because like, the ick has to be given. You can't just like take the ick.
It's a feeling.
It's a feeling. How would you differentiate between a turn off? I was trying to think of this on my way over here, Linz, because I was like, right, what is the difference between an ick and a turn off? And I think, it's a stream of consciousness, I don't have an end point. But so a turn off for me is like small little things that a person may do or frequent or something like that, that like don't really align with how I like to maybe like live my life, treat people. And it's usually kind of like in the getting to know them phases that I'm like, actually, no, you're not for me. The ick for me is when I've actually started seeing someone, I'm dating them, I'm mad about them. And you're like, you're great. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And it could, this can be in a relationship. It can be years in. The ick knows no time.
Do you think?
100%. The ick can happen at any moment's notice. This is the difference. Turn-offs, usually 3 years into a relationship, say, you know what turns you off about a person, and you kind of can accept them sometimes. You know, you can be like, they're a bit fucking lazy. They're a bit argumentative. Those things, I'm not mad about them, but you know what? I've kind of got over it. The ick can happen. I really do think it knows no time. It can just happen in a relationship and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then everything they do after that fucking turns your stomach.
See, personally, I think it is a domino effect.
Okay.
I think it can. Now, so there's differentiations, okay?
Absolutely.
So let's think of early dating.
Yeah.
So the ick is much easier to define in early, like if you're 100%. Just seeing someone. So when you're seeing someone and you're mad about them and you're like, oh my God, I really, really, really like him. He's so cool. Like I fancy him. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. And then there's just one thing that they do that totally changes your idea of this person. You're like, oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah.
And like, it's like the kind of mental image of this person that you would build up from kind of the little fragments of knowing them for a 100%. Short period of time, just crush and crumble down. You're like, oh no.
And can I add, the ick can actually be a positive thing, because the ick can also happen during a breakup. And this is when the ick is positive, because you can have been broken up with some guy and or ghosted or whatever it is. You know, again, doesn't matter if it was a boyfriend, seeing someone, whatever it is. And then you're like, oh, I miss them so much. I miss them so much. And then you remember one thing they did. And all of a sudden you're like, ugh. And that is like the best feeling ever, because you're like, I don't like them anymore. Yeah. I don't fancy them. They're disgusting.
It's like the fancy shackles are just bursting open and you're like, I'm free. I'm free.
The fancy shackles, they're like pink and glittery and yes, like see-through.
And they're like holding you to be that annoying girl with your friends. Do you know, my guy that I'm seeing also does that.
He has a nose as well.
How funny is that? He likes pizza too. How weird. We both like margarita pizzas. Isn't that so weird? Like we were freaking out.
We're random. I don't know. We're random.
I don't know. We just have so much in common. Like, but then in a longer term relationship, because from my experience, it was like more of a domino effect. Like I think when you get into a weighted, you know, there's a long term, you're in a long term relationship, there's time investment, life investment, I don't know what, you know, you're just in a situation where the actual breakup is a bigger deal than seeing someone. So I noticed there would be little dominoes. So one card would fall, then the next.
Oh yeah, it's like then
and then you're like, okay, is the ick outweighing my liking him?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some it's like, oh crap, another
is
thing.
The ick outweighing the lick.
Oh, but so that's it. And I think it's like, and then it's like there's just too many icks.
Yeah,
it gets to a point where you're like, look,
I'm ickified.
It's too much ick.
I'm an ick girl.
Yeah.
I've become an ick.
I'm swimming
girl.
In ick.
I'm swimming, I'm wading, and I'm drowning in ick. And I do agree that. And then I also think that while we are more 100% more sensitive to icks in the early stages, because obviously you don't have as much invested
and you don't know them, so you're really trying to absorb this human
and finding out things.
Ooh,
you don't,
do you
like
know what I hate?
Well,
human
I hate that shit. Also, yeah, finding out things that you don't like about someone is obviously just part of getting to know someone. You know, you don't only find out the good things, you really get to know someone when you find out things that you're not mad about. Like it's like how in a relationship, like, you know, first 3 months honeymoon phase, second 3 months like comfortable honeymoon phases, and like now I know you're sticking around and I, you know, but I'm still mad about you. 6 months to 12 months you're finding out all the horrible shit about them. You're finding out the worst shit. You're having a big fight. You're really, you know, all these things, but they're not icks. But, you know, we're more sensitive to them in early stages. But I do think when they happen, because this is a big question, and we'll answer this before we get into our little question boxes, because these girlies, some of these are so fucking
they're
funny.
They're so good. You always come through.
The biggest question
we appreciate you.
That people ask about the ick. Can you get over the ick. So it depends on how much ick you're swimming in the early phases, you know, like one guy can do one thing and like, although it can turn you off for maybe a few weeks or so, like after a while, you know, you're still getting that good dick. So the ick is kind of subsided.
Ick, yeah. So well, I think mean, we have to as well, like, I mean, there is differences. Okay. The ick is something, I think the definition of the ick is something that you can't get over. Now, it doesn't mean it's the end of the relationship.
Okay,
but it's something that is just like, this is staying with me. I will never see you the same way. I used to love you.
But I think you can get over the ick.
I love you, but I noticed this little thing that's really gross.
I think you can get over the ick in early stages, though. Because there's some things that can give you the ick, but then like you, because you're still getting to know someone. So although something can, an ick can slip through the cracks, then you find out all this other great stuff about them. But like in a relationship, like say you're 1 year in, 2 years in plus, you know all there is to know about someone pretty much. Like, you know, I've heard the shit come out of your arsehole and plonk in the toilet. You know what I mean? Like we know each other intimately.
Okay.
When the ick seeps in that instance, I don't think there's any going back. And I've had it happen in all of my past relationships. So there's just a time where like they touch your shoulder and you're like, you know that way? Like that is like the because that's
how. So I would actually disagree. I would disagree. I think you never truly, truly get to know someone completely.
You don't. But
so I think there's a time when I think it's a different ick. In a longer relationship or more like I said, there's more investment. It's like a serious, solid relationship. I think an ick is something that like, I don't know. It's like you either, it is always a choice because some people are absolutely fine with living with an ick. It's strange.
And but you see, I don't think that's an ick though. Because like, as you were saying, like your first point was that like the essence of an ick is that you can't get over it.
No, but like you can't, I think it's a changing.
Okay.
You can't get over it. But I mean, like I said, it's not the end of the relationship. Some people will just like, maybe not respect their partner as much. Maybe not, you know? I think the ick when some, if you're like not wanting to shag someone is a kind of, or not wanting them to touch you is just maybe falling out of love or just kind of not liking them anymore.
Well, yeah, but that's what I mean. In a long-term relationship, I think the ick only occurs when the relationship around you is deteriorating anyway. Like, I'm not saying that like once a guy, you know, you've gone out with a guy 5 years, he eats a chicken wing and all of a sudden you don't want to shag him anymore. You know, that way it's just that like the ick creeps in different ways. The ick in a long-term relationship creeps up when like you haven't noticed that loads of other things have gone wrong in your relationship and stuff that you would have like easily gotten over. Like then 5 years in, you're like, ugh.
See, I think there's a lot of micromanaging around the ick in relationships. You know, like say if, you know, for one example, you really get icked out by how he is around your family. So you just don't really bring him to the family events. You're trying to micromanage the situation.
But you're avoiding it. You're avoiding it
and it will...
It'll always creep back up.
In your brain that this is such an issue that you have to like make excuses or like, you know, it will always come up and then you'll notice different things. It then will multitude.
Yeah. That's what you're saying about like, you know, the domino effect. But I do think that like, for me, the answer with the thing is like in a relationship, if you are in a relationship and you notice yourself getting the ick over multiple things around your partner, it's not that those things are the reason you should end your relationship. I think it's just a sign, a greater sign that like, the relationship, maybe you've fallen out of love, you've kind of gradually grown apart. Like, you know, you're just, there's something not working there.
Yeah.
Because every single time that I have had that, and this is just personal experience, obviously, but every single time that I have had that personal ick, it's obviously not the things that they're doing because they're just being human. It's just that their mere existence frustrates me.
I think, do you know, when you're thinking about it, okay, because I definitely got it with my last relationship. And I think I was trying to do that. I was trying to micromanage. I was trying to like move it around. So I don't really have to do, okay, he annoys me when he does that. I just won't do that. And then it would just transfer onto another thing.
It was
following me. I was like, for fuck's sake.
It's their mere existence.
Yeah. So it's kind of, yeah, exactly. So, and then is it like, is the ick something inside us that it's just like, almost like a change in pheromones where you're like, I actually just, because I have been
it's like the switch
with men and I'm like, oh, I could bathe in his underarm. I fancy him that much. And I'm aware that it's not a great smell, but it's great to me because I fancy him so much. And then you just switch and the same smell, you're not interested in anymore. You know the way when you notice these different things. So I think the ick is just something that like is a multitude of things that you're trying to pinpoint and these are like, oh, I hate the way he and never puts the seat down or whatever it is.
That's not the ick though.
I know, but like, but this is what I mean. Like people are that, and then you actually understand, oh,
yeah,
it's this.
Yeah.
This is the ick, you know?
So shall we look at some of the answers that like people told us what they consider the ick to be? Because I actually got like some pretty fucking good answers. Now, one that is very interesting, two things, right? That now I didn't specify, neither did you, Lindsay, if we were talking about relationships or starting to see each other things. So take these as you will. There's no point in defining each individual one. Two ones that I got. Mm-hmm. A, it's your own insecurities. B, it's internalized embarrassment projected onto others. I found those very interesting.
Okay.
So it's like things that you don't like about yourself, or that you would be like, you've internalized like these like cringy moments of,
and then you see
human
them
human interaction, so that when they do it, they're like this human embodiment of cringe.
See, that makes me feel kind of close to someone. I kind of like that in dating. You know, when like you're starting dating someone and like you're both putting on your best performance at the dates and you're like, you know, and then you kind of, the little armor breaks down when you get to know them a bit more, and you kind of see them like, oh, he's kind of awkward ordering a role in Centra as well. That's kind of charming. I feel close to him now.
Yeah, I guess it's not that deep though, even though these are quite deep in like things. Like, I mean, there's obviously, again, it's a gray area between like vulnerability and just the ick. And it just depends on how long you know them, I do think. Yeah.
Well, sometimes as well, maybe we're looking for, like, if you are kind of awkward at, say, going into a restaurant and being like, hi, can I get a table? You want the other person to kind of balance you out. Mm-hmm. So when you see like, oh, we have the same fucking issue here.
And I think
maybe it's like a caveman.
Yeah.
Kind of,
well, I think it is a bit of a caveman thing in a way that women get the ick so much easier than men do, because I do think it is because society or women or whatever way you want to fucking square it up, girdies.
The patriarchy.
The patriarchy. We expect men to be so fucking together that the and minute strong. There is a chip in that, the chink in the armor, we're like, ick. Next. But then yeah. Like we'll also
but
be like
still, we are still wanting that, like, I mean,
but
you
it's
know.
Funny because then we'll also be like toxic masculinity. It's like, yeah, but you kind of also are icked out about anyone who shows like a chink in that,
yeah,
whatsoever.
A little bit of vulnerability. You're like, oh, yeah. Like, boys can cry hashtag on fucking Instagram,
just not on a date with me.
Yeah. Not to me. Ooh, only about football.
So those two are interesting. What do you have, anyone's there, Linz?
Okay, so my responses, let me see. It's just, yeah, most people kind of were just saying it's when you're turned off by someone from something that they do. Like, it's just
what was it? You turn off what?
You're turned off by someone. It's just one kind of something that they've just did or just done that you like.
Yeah.
It's like a glare. Mm-hmm. It's like you catch them in the corner doing it and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like this one here says, it's an insignificant action of one person that evokes a significant repulsion in the other.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know. It's like that should actually be in the dictionary of what the ick is, because that is like completely perfect. Because it is
really
the best ones are usually insignificant. Like on paper they sound ridiculous, and that's why they're so fucking funny, and we'll be going into them, yeah, in a second. But like the funniness is because I can see how that gave the ick, you know?
Here's a more easier kind of description as well. I think that's perfect for the dictionary. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. When you question yourself if you like them or not because you can see their faults. It's when you're like, I think, especially this is more so in the start, you're so engulfed, mm-hmm, with like, I fancy them. They're great. And then, mm-hmm, you're like across a bump in the road and you're like, oh shit, do I? And it's like everything,
yeah,
comes falling down. You're like, do I actually like this guy?
The mirrors up on the relationship.
Yeah, and it's scary.
Once the ick has presented itself, you can't un-ick it. It makes your bum feel funny and not in a good way.
Your bum.
Like your entire undercarriage. Like, do you ever just get like such a weird cringe that you're like,
undercarriage?
I got that in the ad and I can't stop,
yes,
saying it.
Undercarriage.
But like, it's like, it just makes like everything down there go like, have this weird tension to it. And you're like,
I think we all have, like, I do think that's our soul. If you have a weird feeling.
Your soul lives in the ass.
Well, I think we all, mine lives in my tummy. Because when I feel like, I don't know.
That's your anxiety.
When I feel like a nice feeling, like in love or worry, it's all in my tummy.
Well, everyone, that's the whole thing, isn't it? Butterflies,
well, maybe
in your tummy.
Hers is in her ass.
Her soul is in her ass.
Yeah, I think it's your soul. where's my one? Something that makes you never want to look at them in anyway, intimate again. I think that's a bit harsh.
No, I agree.
You agree?
But the ick is harsh. The ick is not here to be like,
I think this is a nicer way to put it. The moment you realize you can't look at them the same again.
Yeah, but they're saying the same things.
No,
I think, like, yeah,
no,
that
this
other
is saying
girl
you
is,
can't get with them intimately again. I think sometimes there
no,
is
but
a crossover.
That is the ick though. That is like, if the in the purest form, she is speaking the fucking truth, because we can all be nice and it's like, we just don't see them in their vulnerable way. That, at the essence, the fucking root of the root of the ick is that you're like, like, and it, that, you know, we're, it's, the ick isn't here to be your best friend. The ick is here. Well, it is to be your best friend in some way.
Well, no, the ick is here, but like sometimes in a relationship when the ick starts creeping, you're still having sex with them.
Because yeah, but that's a long-term relationship. Yeah. That's a relationship. I think that is a specifically like seeing each other phase thing where you're like, or even texting each other, you're like talking, you're getting to know someone, and then all of a sudden they do something and you're like, oh, that fucking dick is going nowhere near me. I'm icked out.
Yeah. When someone's every move repulses you, I think that's relationship core ick.
That's relationship ick.
And that's
relationship.
That is the worst one. That feeling is just like dread.
Or this one. I think it's a chemical reaction in your body telling you something isn't working. I agree. That's like the relationship thing where it's like all of a sudden these things that they're doing are making me feel enraged, repulsed, and like I want to like just literally tear your face off and throw you over the balcony all in one. And like, yeah, it's usually, as I said,
it's like you could do nothing that would impress me, right? Yeah. Now. Like if you brought me flowers, I'd want to spit in them.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, ugh, you pathetic.
It's like
sod.
If you brought me flowers, I know they'd smell like shit.
It's like you know them too well. You can see their every move. Yeah, you get what they're doing, and it's just like, ick. Irreversible loss of attraction towards someone.
Yeah.
Sad.
I wish
it didn't exist, but it does, and we have to accept it as our cave women quality.
Well, we can't like pussyfoot around and be like, no, but you can always work on things. Like, yeah, we all know that. We all know you can work on relationships and you can get shit back and you can fall back
levels.
In love.
There's different levels. You can get ick. Now, if we're like, first step of the ick is like, you know, when you're like fancy, 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 and then you see them as a human, you know, you're like, oh, okay.
That's not the ick though. No, personally for me.
But people can sometimes think it is.
They can think it is, yeah.
Because this is why we need to define
it. But if it's big enough, it will be the ick. Because like there's just sometimes like, it depends on how much you like the person.
If it's all encompassing.
Well, it just depends on how much you like the person. Like say if you're starting to date someone and you're like, if you're kind of liking them and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, they're nice. Like, and you're kind of trying to convince yourself you're mad into them and all the rest. But then they do something that's so small, but you're like, ugh, get away from me. But that same thing could be done by someone who you're absolutely mad about, really compatible with, and it won't matter at all.
It's like a human rejection, like your body rejecting someone.
It's like
someone
a chemical rejection. Yeah,
yeah, literally. But I do think that there is like, because some people get mixed up with the ick, there is differences between like, in every human relationship, whether it's a friendship or seeing someone or whatever, you're going to see, you know, sometimes you just see things like people blowing their nose or whatever like that. You're like, ooh, that's gross. But that is not the ick. The ick is when the idea you had of someone is changed now.
Shattered.
Yeah, that because of this thing.
Do you have any icks, Linds? I wrote down a list of some of mine because I think the funniest ones, I was talking to my cousin Alex about this. She like blew up my inbox about her icks and they were cracking
me up. Tell me some of yours.
So
I have some off the top of my head.
I've got, and I think you're going to listen to mine because I think you'll get inspired by mine because I'm not going too deep. Like, I'm not here for a deep conversation with the ick of like a man whose essence is. No. The funniest ones are the gas ones.
Or the ridiculous ones.
The ridiculous ones. Fun. And they're just like me and Evan were genuinely going through these in bed last night.
And yes, they're
cackling. We were fucking, Evan was even just like.
Did you find out any of his icks?
He did say, and he was like,
because it's rarer to hear from
he a was man. Like men, he was like men, like, and these are his words, not mine, so don't come for me. He was like, men are so stupid that like they just really don't care like about many things that girls do. It's like, you know, there's small things, but he said his biggest one, and girlies, if you're one of these girls, I'm sorry, don't come for me.
I'm scared. What is
if you're not one, he said his biggest ick would be when girls try to outlad the lad. So they could try and turn up to the date being like, oh, dying for the rugby tomorrow. But like, it's not that he hates it when girls are into sports. It's when they're trying to overly ladify themselves because they think it'll impress the lad.
Because they're like, I'm different.
Well, just trying to be like, oh, do you watch football there, yeah? And like, he can tell that like, you're into football, but you're trying to use it as a way of like, it's like when a man tries to be like a big male feminist. You're like, okay, you can agree with gender equality without making a show and a fucking dance about it and trying to impress me and like reel me in with your feminism.
I think that like if we're opening up that, it's more just someone being unauthentic. Like I went on a date with a guy and he was like just basically telling me about all these lovely gestures he did to his neighbors and charitable things. And I was like, first date, you're telling me this.
Yeah,
I now know that you brought that Tesco shop to that corner just to say it at the date.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, like the lady does protest too much, do I say. So he said that was one, and he did say, A woman drinking more than one pint of Guinness. Sorry, his words, not mine again.
Look, I mean, he can have a preference. He went the man's allowed a preference.
Yeah, you know, so he was like, you know.
Do you drink Guinness?
No, I do not.
No.
I've never tried it. I think I had one sip once. And I tried it.
Obviously, my granddad, he used to work there. God rest him. And they treated him very well. I'll say
that.
Yeah,
the Guinness family. No, I've nothing against. But some of my ones, okay. And again, this is your disclaimer. If there's guys out here listening, I'm sorry, okay?
Look,
it's not saying you're a bad person.
How about just try and learn from it, guys?
Well, it's also like...
If I could listen to a bunch of guys
It's also completely personal, though. It's completely personal. Like, and just because I have the ick, loads of girls love this shit.
But this is gold dust, guys. Yeah. Send this to your lad friends. Send this to your boyfriend to get into the WhatsApp group. This is gold dust.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, a man who participates in Movember.
Oh.
And I don't mean just like a nice guy. He's like, oh doing it, but like, you know, the constant shares for the donations, the constant updates on the mustache.
Looking after mental health. It's all gross.
Well, not that so no, much. Joking, it's more the like, it's the like.
It's the obsession with the tuft of hair on their upper lip. It's like, oh my God.
And it's like, again, it's one of those things where I understand it's for a greater good and that's great. No, but I can't help. I can't help but get icked out by.
It's like the male equivalent of like women using like the body positivity movement to get a selfie up. Like you just are using, like you're posting the goddamn mustache more than the GoFundMe thing.
If the GoFundMe's in their bio, I just.
I don't mind that.
No, for their Movember.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
No, that's all encompassing for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if they're
I don't mind if they're leaning more in the charity aspect. I don't like when they're more leaning on the selfie aspect.
I just can't really cope with the like sharing the link and the begging and like I can't describe it. It just gives me the ick. Number two, Lindsay, I know me and you have spoken about this before. A man who can't use chopsticks. If I'm going into a sushi restaurant and you're asking for a knife and a fork, or if you're in the ramen bar and you're asking for a fork,
I can't.
There's a reason.
A man who can't eat ramen?
No. Evan, and I said this to Evan, and Evan was like, totally. He goes, you know what? He goes, I didn't know how to use chopsticks for years. And I went into a restaurant with one of his friends, and he said that he was like, oh, fuck, I need a knife and fork. And his friend turned to him and was like, my 10-year-old can use chopsticks. You're using chopsticks. And he was like, fair enough. And he was like, and then I learned how to use chopsticks. It's not that hard. They're two sticks. Just get with it.
Yes,
they're really not
yes,
hard to
use.
Yes,
it's weird. And yes, it takes longer to eat food. Deal with it.
That's why they use them.
And like, look at the other people. That's how I learned. Because when I started going to the ramen bar, and I couldn't bear, like, if you're in a nice establishment and like they kind of, the air in the restaurant is like,
yeah,
you're asking for a fork.
I love the way you think that the ramen bar is like that.
It is. Because they're like, yeah, I when I first started going and I'm like, can I have a fork?
Well,
please?
If they wanted you to use a fork, they'd put a fork on the table.
Exactly. So that kind of atmosphere. So I would just look at the other people eating and copy. Yeah. That's how you learn.
Staring at
people.
A man who drinks other fizzy drinks but Coke or Coke Zero. I couldn't with the man who's like, my drink would be Lilt. This came.
Really?
Or a Sprite. I'm like, ugh. Like, I, you know, me and Alex were talking about this, my cousin, and she says something that she always asks men is on a date, she'll always be like, okay, you're going into like Spar, you're buying a drink, a packet of crisps, and a chocolate bar. what are your choices? And she was like, you learn a lot about a man by this. And she said, one guy said, red BPM for his drink.
First of all, what the fuck is that?
Do you not remember BPM from back then? I remember
it. No, but I don't know what it is. Like, is it an energy drink?
Yeah,
is it like,
it's one of those ones that's like branded as an energy drink, but it's totally not. It's just like, Alex was like, it had like 50 grams of sugar in the fucking
bottle. That'll give me energy, to be fair.
Yeah, no, I couldn't with that. I'm not a fan of a man who won't enjoy a cheeky cig on a night out. That just kind of annoys me. Like, I hate it when they're like, no, not for me. Look, I'm not a smoker. I'm not puffing away. But, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, the odd one.
Enjoy. A man ordering dairy-free milk, really can't fuck with that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, no.
I do appreciate a man who's still on the dairy.
It's the same.
It's
like,
just hot.
It's the same. Like, a man who uses Flora.
What the fuck is that?
A fucking spread shit. Like, if they use any of those spreads.
I thought you meant that Miss Hinch spray. I don't know.
Oh, no. I don't know what that is. But
like a kind of a lesser than butter.
Like just use real butter. Not even that they won't go near it. But like, if I went into a guy's fridge and like they're making me toast and they put like some sort of vegetable oil spread on my toast, I'd be like, what is wrong with you? Like, men are like, butter, and do you want a pint of milk with that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Putting on lip balm from the stick. If I look at a man do that, I can't keep a face straight.
Really? Like, I think I've seen Evan do
that. I know, and I'm like, I'm just like, oh Lord. Like, when they do that, like, I don't mind it when they put it on their finger.
Really?
But the way they mush it into their face, yeah, it does break down the illusion of grandeur of a man when you see him put on like it from the stick.
Well, it makes it look like lipstick.
A man who's too good at dancing. Like, if they're out in a night out and they're like popping shoulders, like,
I don't think I've ever been around a man who's really good at dancing.
I've seen them in clubs, and I've seen them mainly on TikTok, like men. I'm talking not boys, not 11-year-olds. I actually saw a video of one this morning with this group of lads who were all like fully in their fucking 20s doing, and they weren't like a dance crew. They're like, no, I can't. That's fucking gross.
Men have to joke dance.
Absolutely, or just like do some.
And you can be really good at joke dancing. I say, like Casey Frey, he's a really good flipping dancer, but he's joking. He's not being serious.
And
with the moves.
He's an actual dancer. Like, I'm talking more like if you go out on a night out with a guy, and he's just too enthusiastic to hit the dance floor. That just does not do anything.
That was
for
my
me.
First boyfriend.
Yeah,
the bi
one.
The bi guy. I got the ick at my pre debs because Gwen Stefani and he was like, yes, ran for the fucking dance floor, fell on his way, and then was like going 90, and all my like schoolmates were looking at me like,
yeah, I can't with
so
that.
So your guy's into dancing. I was like, I never knew. Well, here we are.
I can't
here we
that.
Are all staring at him.
My last one would just be also a man who is too enthusiastic to eat at the cinema. The cinema's for popcorn.
I fancy that.
I fucking hate that. Like when a man gets those nachos with those easy singles cheese. Disgusting.
I'd be into that. I like a guy who can kind of step from a nice restaurant to also a bit of, you know.
No, it's not about the food. It's the fact that they're doing it in the cinema.
Really?
I fucking hate that. I hate it when people in general, actually gives me the ick about people in general, when they go to the cinema to like eat a dinner. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And they're always sat behind me like like people who bring McDonald's to the cinema. You absolute insane people.
Really?
That is so disgusting. I'm smelling your greasy shit. You're making chewing noises behind me. You're rustling the papers. Like, if fucking, turned around to people being like, can you stop that? Please, the rustling of the fucking, like, once me and my dad were at the cinema and one guy got like a huge big share size bottle and was like every time he took a drink of this bottle, crushed the entire bottle.
Oh, ew.
Like a 2 liter fucking thing of TK Cola Fizz or whatever the fuck it was. It was fucking gross. You know, I can't with that. If I went to the cinema with a guy and he was like, love the nachos and that cheese, please, I'd be like, you're going in on your own, babes.
On, as a side note on that, a real big turn off for me is if a guy is going to order something and then express that his bowels might be affected afterwards.
Oh.
That is just.
That's an ick.
That is like, wow, bro, you're really doing
I
that?
I can't believe you haven't said your biggest one, which I know what your biggest
one is. My biggest one is accessories in winter.
No, it's chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
That is your biggest ick. You cannot with
I him. Know. And it's really, really, really difficult because every man loves a chicken wing.
Every
motherfucking man I've been with. But I did have to.
Have to. I she's had wiping to, a tear.
I had to say goodbye to a guy because he was just so obsessed with chicken wings. And it was like, you, like, what the fuck? Did your mum just feed you chicken nuggets and chicken, like, goujons? Like, is that as far as your, like, cuisine?
Well, you'd be okay with the goujons. It's the wing that you count. The bone.
It's
the wing.
It's because, oh, it's just like, it's, I've seen a guy suck off a fucking bone.
Was that not a girl?
It was a girl, but that I wasn't on a date with. But I just, I was like, wow, wow.
Yeah, this is.
And then I had
DMs.
A guy who was like, ages ago, I was, we would like write back and forth to each other, but on sometimes he'd write in video. And he was eating a fucking chicken wing.
Yeah.
While I was talking. And also the thing about chicken wing is you get like the equivalent of Ribena mouth, but it's barbecue sauce or whatever. You know when like they get it on their upper, like they have that orange
hue. Oh, sloppy eaters
around
disgusting.
Their mouth, and I'm like, oh, if you kiss me, it's gonna be spicy, and I, oh! And like the bone that's coming out of this chicken wing, it's like gray, like what? And I just literally, how can you not? How can you like your brain can mentally fucking flip away from the fact that you're eating a chicken's wing?
No, I think everyone
it
knows
has
you
a
are.
Bone. I just, how can you, like,
I some see, people are I weird about eating off the bone. It does not bother me
oh,
whatsoever.
I've never. Well, I'm weird about, and it just is continuously developing my weirdness for like food. You know,
yeah.
It's been existence since I was a young kid. Like, it's
you're
just,
very, very picky eater, and you're very like, you get turned off very easily with certain things with food.
Yes.
We all know one. A lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Especially Irish people, I find.
I'm experimental with food and I love, well, I like food. I don't love it, to be honest. But that's why I like meat. It's annoying because I like the taste of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel bad about the animals, but like I just can't get past like.
A lot of people are weird about eating off the bone.
Even eggs. Like I'll love eggs for a while and then I'll just be like, I get the ick for eggs. Another one of mine, again, this is top of my head. Me and my sister, I think it's a family shared thing. I can't deal with the guy who's wrapping up. Unless we're literally hiking in Antarctica or something.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like wrapping up something. Yeah, I got a few of them in my DMs.
So yeah, that is a big deal for me. Like a man in a scarf.
A scarf, yeah, I can't deal with.
Gloves.
No,
maybe.
Gloves. No, oh. No. I couldn't with a glove. I couldn't.
I could fucks with a North Face glove on a walk to the beach.
I think, or like a hike or something is fine.
Yeah.
Like unless you're going somewhere where the weather is very extreme that I like fully understand, then I'm grand.
Another
but like,
one for me is the long coat.
Yeah, we said that in one of our episodes. I actually don't mind a long coat. I really don't. I can't deal with like the accessories. Like, no. A beanie, a scarf, gloves would be the real one that I'm like, oh, God.
Another one for me is a guy who likes a hat too much.
Hat guy, yeah.
I've dated two of them.
And have
it was
you?
Like, yes.
I can't even think of who. Gas.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair is receding.
Yeah.
I don't think the hat's helping because you have constant pressure on your skull.
Yeah.
That is like.
Have you ever heard of tractional alopecia?
Yeah. Hold on. Do you not follow Claire Balding? Like, this is. Like, you can't be wearing a hat every day. Like, just go to Turkey and get the damn hair transplant.
Or just
except
rock the
that
baldness.
Gives me the ick, the during that hair transplant.
Yeah.
The
I
little
mean,
dots.
I'm going to throw it out there. A hair transplant on anyone but James Kavanagh, I'm getting the ick.
Really?
Unless I didn't.
Callum Best?
Yeah, ew. Callum Best is like the
okay,
ick
he's
personified.
The ick personified. He is. He is.
There's like nothing that man could do that would un-ick him.
Yeah,
he is
yeah,
like
true.
Everything that is wrong in a man.
He's like an oil slicked boner.
Yes,
just bopping
he's
around.
Just disgusting. But yeah, like, and like, look, I wouldn't care if I didn't know it happened. But if he was like, it's that vulnerability of like, yeah, I went out with Turkey. It was really, really wrecking me head that I got that. I had to get the thing. And if they were showing me the scabs, and then I'm going to know that it's going to grow back all weird. Like, I mean, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care if they had it. I never found out. Like a dumb man not knowing that someone got their tits done. They're like, you look great. You're like,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
But if they, you know, they might get the ick if they find out you got it. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
I know. It's like, I don't know if I could deal with the process.
I'd
like to meet a guy post.
Yeah. And you know what also? I could forgive a guy. And this is, again, terrible. Okay. Look, guys, I always feel so bad. I just really couldn't if he got the hairdresser out in Turkey.
Oh, really?
If
you
got
it
in
like
Black
Rock.
Yeah, I'm racist against fucking hair transplants.
I kind of like the like, oh, I'm going off to Turkey, get a bit of a tan as well. I might get the teeth done.
Oh, no, a mama veneers. Oh,
is
God.
Is that an ick for you?
Major ick. Now, obviously, you'd like a mama with good teeth. But
like any surgery, I think there's good hair transplants, good veneers. Well, I've seen bad hair transplants where it's like, did you literally get that transplanted from your fucking groin?
Yeah, I think that's what I mean. Is in like, obviously, if someone had good veneers, the whole point is that you don't notice them as to be veneers, yeah, you know? Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just something like, I think that's just the whatever about the hair transplant, I understand that for men, but like the teeth thing and all, I'm just like, oh God, you're so into yourself that you want these sparkling white, like a man with a Hollywood smile. I'm sorry.
When he's like, okay, what, working on a scaffold?
Yeah, exactly. Like you work, what are you, like, you
but
work,
maybe if you're getting into acting, but yeah, then acting is another ick.
Oh God.
I couldn't with an actor.
A drama kid?
Like, because I remember the one day when like
an actor.
No, a guy who's been in an ad.
No. Yes, that is a guy that has been in like a Rock Shore ad or something. Or like, you know, one of those Irish ads.
Actually goes to like, what are they called? Castings, the casting. And is like, I mean, look, there I am, there. Wait, we'll wait for it to come on again. There I am. Like,
yeah, or like,
I got paid 1,500 for that.
Yeah, I do know I was in 3 seasons of Game of Thrones. You're like, no way. As, yeah, like one of the background warriors.
You can kind of see me there in the back. I got paid. I don't care how much you got paid.
They always say that.
You work 3 times a year. You live in your mom's fucking showmra.
And you still have, like, you've got a business Instagram account and it says actor.
Oh, God. Or, do you know what? What?
A man who's ever got a headshot.
Oh,
like if their Instagram picture is a head, like they're is like
a man who's
actors,
like trying, like chasing some kind of thing,
fame.
But like, there's a difference between someone who, like, you know, is actually like, wow, you need to be famous. You're very talented.
Oh, different.
Keep on trucking, baby. We
musicians
love that.
Are the only ones who can kind of get away with that.
Yeah, another one. I have another one.
What?
A man who's been to BIM. BIM is like the Irish music school. Like, they rave about it that apparently the Kooks went there. I'm sorry. You invented the Kooks? You should be shut down immediately.
Do you not think they're indie legends?
Nah, I thought they were lame.
I like you. Do we not have a whole conversation that we loved that one song by the Kooks?
What is it again?
I can't remember, but I remember us bonding over your man Luke.
I don't know if that was me, because I don't even know their names. I refuse to know their names. The Kooks were too, they came at a point of my indiness that it was like, oh, you're trying to be indie. And now that I know that they went to BIM, I'm like, oh, yeah. An indie would never motherfucking go to BIM.
The fact they went to BIM is real lame. I did like the Kooks back in the day.
There's no shame in that. I'm just saying, a man who goes to BIM is just very much like, you couldn't just get famous by yourself, bro. You needed a tutor.
I've got one that
and a college.
Evan was really good at the men's ones. And he said,
I'm
one,
dying to know.
One, which I was like, oh my God, every Dublin girl will know this. When they post their one picture with Conor McGregor on their Instagram, like the fist.
Yes.
If they have posted a picture of them and Conor McGregor on their Instagram and they post it every time he fights.
Oh, and it's on their Tinder.
Yeah. No, get rid of it. Get over it. That's me.
Like, you're comparing yourself, and like, Conor McGregor's always fucking nude, and if he's not nude,
he's doing the splits.
Or you can see like the nipples protruding from the Versace flipping shirt.
So it's like, of a thing.
And you're a little like male breast.
Yeah. You're kind of dressed like him.
Oh, it's a top knot. That was a massive ick when Conor McGregor first burst onto the scene. And every man and their nanny had a goddamn top bun.
Oh,
and started getting their second name tattooed on them somewhere.
A man, yeah, a man bun. Or also, Evan said one before we go to the ones. He was like, a man that tries too hard to be like a gentleman. But not in like, but like, you know, that gentlemanly thing. Of
Peaky
like,
blinders.
Peaky blinders. Like,
wearing a 3-piece suit, you work in a call center. Like, why are you wearing a 3-piece? You have a monocle. Okay.
You've got
You also have an iPhone with a time in it.
Yeah. Or they've got a pocket watch.
Yeah, a monocle. Is that a monocle?
Is a single piece of reading glasses.
Why is that a single piece?
Because it's like, I think it's like back in the day, they'd like close one eye and be like,
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like, I mean, there's a reason we don't use them anymore, clearly.
Yeah.
We have laser
eye surgery.
Yeah, and glasses. Spectacles. Well, yeah, one of those things.
Oh, a man who wears spectacles, but they're not prescription, but they're clear.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's trying to, like he's wearing spectacles for style.
That goes into the accessorizing bin 100%.
Yeah, and I mean, it's even on a woman, I would understand a man being turned off by a woman wearing specs that are like purely,
it is embarrassing when someone's like, I like your glasses. They're like, thanks. They're like, are they real? No.
Pennies, hon.
Pennies. Oh, a man who wears unbranded sunglasses.
Oh, good one. Ouch, painful, painful. Even if they're fake, I'd prefer.
Oh my God, yes, 100% fake Ray-Bans or whatever the fuck they
are. Well, I'd want a semi-good fake if possible, but I'll take a Ray-Ban.
Fake Ray-Bans, I mean, at least they
at the lower scale. Of course, I'd prefer you to just pay the 120
the 100 euro. 120 euro on a pair.
Especially when men shouldn't have that many clothes anyway.
No, so they should only have one pair of sunglasses. Yeah. Pretty much, you know, that way.
What would you feel like if your fella removed his little light jacket and you saw Cedarwood State?
Oh, that's doesn't bother me.
Penny's male brand, isn't it?
No. That does, like, what? His, like, t-shirt?
T-shirt, I'm fine with it being a Penny's moment. I'm talking,
outerwear. Yeah. Oh, no.
Like,
I want you to be spending
cash on your jacket, please.
Things I can deal with.
Have some self-respect.
Pennies from a man. Things I can deal with. Socks, obviously.
Socks from Penny's, absolutely grand.
But please try buy the like Wilson brand from Penny's. You know, they're branded within
or
Penny's.
Or Kappa, Umbro, anything.
But also, I don't mind. Penny socks, fine. Not boxers. A man should only wear designer boxers. Sorry.
Yeah. And for me, if I was a man, I would just wear Calvin Klein.
Oh, yeah.
Just do it. Justin Bieber wears them. David Beckham.
No, whatever.
It's Calvin
classic.
Klein. Like, I'd prefer you to just wear a Calvin Klein instead of like North Harbor. Like, I know it. Yes, technically it's a brand.
No, but no, Calvin Klein or Ralph Lauren. Polo, I can
Hot. Tommy Hilfiger as well.
Tommy Hilfiger, yes. The three American classics.
American classics. It's American underwear. A man just wearing, keep it simple.
A man wearing like, yeah, Cedarwood t-shirt, fine with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or
unless
trackies. I can totally down with trackies.
Oh, that's almost hot.
It is. With big fucking cheap hair tracksuit bottoms on them.
Yeah. And the bit, like, especially in the grey and the dick is protruding through.
I mean, who doesn't like that? Exactly. That's the opposite end of a nick.
It is. It's like you turn me lick on. Yeah, it's like. Now, I can deal with the Cedarwood State t-shirt unless it's printed with some kind of...
Well, any man in a printed t-shirt, full stop. Yeah. That is an ick for me. That is, if you're wearing some sort of... I don't like men in a pattern.
I don't mind that.
You know, a patterned t-shirt. And I'm not talking about Pete Farrell here. He can get away with anything.
Well, yeah, Pete's his own little...
But like, I mean, a patterned shirt or like a, you know, a flannel shirt, they're all fine. But like, you know, those t-shirts that sometimes are like printed, like a pattern on them.
I just don't want a t-shirt that's telling me a story. Like, why do you have the San Francisco skyline on your chest right now, man? Or like, I knew a guy, my sister used to go out with a guy, he wore, what's his name, Joaquin Phoenix played him, Johnny Cash.
Oh God.
He wore a Johnny Cash t-shirt from Penny's.
No.
Like, you can't be getting a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt from Penny's. Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Cash, they're rolling around their graves for this shit. Yeah. Nirvana. And then you see Cedarwood State.
No, I can't.
Vintage off Depop if you're that indie swag.
Yeah, and I mean personally, maybe that, I mean, that's more of a type, so I won't get into that. But those things with fashion, or I mean, Lindsay, you and I have discussed it many times, but it has to be fucking said. Any form of Marvel clothing.
Yeah, any Marvel anything.
Spider-Man Marvel boxers.
Ooh.
I would fucking...
Why? Just why would you do that? What about a Marvel cup?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't want a man to even know what a... Like
what the fuck?
Just use a plain white cup.
Well, I don't in any way want to have to watch any of that shit.
Well, the thing is that you don't usually watch that shit. So it's like, it's not even about the watching. That doesn't really bother me. It's just like, you big baby. I'm not going around with Barbie knickers on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do have a Barbie top.
I'm not into that. It gives me a bit of an ick. Not a Barbie top so much. I'm kind of okay with that. But you know all that shit in Penny's, all that Barbie pajamas with women? I'm like, fucking grow up. Like, fucking grow
well,
up.
Well, I know. It is a minute. It's like...
And they're always like not even like cute sex. I wouldn't mind if it's like the Barbie brand, but they're made for adults. They're clearly made for teenagers.
Yeah, they're made for teeny boppers or early 20s.
Yeah.
I don't love adults being into Disney.
No, me neither.
And I especially am very wary of couples who are both into Disney.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein. Like, what the fuck? Okay, let's get into some you guys have sent in some unreal icks, and it's just amazing to hear other people's.
They're so funny because, like, some of them are just so insanely. I kind of sectioned mine off because I found that I was getting some.
Let's start from one section and I'll go through mine as well.
Okay, fab.
Link up.
Let's start off with food and drink because a lot of the ones that came in were food and drink related.
Which is understandable.
Because you're going on dates and also, like, it does say a lot about a person.
It also was like, it's where you can go. If you have someone who has, like, I dated a guy who literally liked burgers, Dijon's.
Chicken wings.
So everywhere we had to go, we had to make sure that, like, and there was a burger around it. And it's
and
like,
they get thick about it as well.
It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Can I actually set the scene here? I just want to really shout out to my cousin Alex because she blew up my inbox.
We should get her on.
We need to get
Alex
on.
Is funny as hell.
She tells me such funny stories.
She told me a hilarious story. She's so self-depreciating in the best
me
way.
Up. But I want to read out all of her icks
because
they're so good and, like, they really sum up what the ick is. And I mean, Alex, you're just a ledge bag. Well done. So, can't scrap or batter anyone. Major ick.
Saws to be that girl.
Sorry. Really cautious what? When crossing the road. Take a bit of a risk for fuck's sake. When ordering food, they specifically ask for no veg. Grow up. 100%.
Ooh,
disgusting.
That's gross.
A cross tattoo. A Celtic cross tattoo.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Wears sick silk, Jim King, or 11 Degrees. Very Gary from Geordie Shore brands.
Yes.
Ew. Disgusting.
Dab on that.
Jim
I don't want to see, like, I hate Jim King. It's like a G and a K, and the G has a crown.
Oh, the crown.
That's the brand.
And also, I know I said I don't like a man who likes oat milk, but I also, this is where my complete contradictions come in, because I completely agree with this. A man who's too into milk, drinking pints of it.
Yeah. No, you're going to be
disgusting.
Having a very smelly man around you.
It's just disgusting to see. Or the worst, my biggest one, a man who buys those mini bottles of milk and drinks from
them. You have problems.
Drinks straight from
I can deal with the guy who buys the protein milk in the small. I can deal with that because I'm like, get them gains, man. But if the worst... The little, you know, like it has the handle. It's the milk.
That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you meant,
the carton I can actually forgive more than that one.
No, 100%.
It's the clear.
Oh, no. It's like a spout. They're like pouring it in like a little teapot.
This one, a man who doesn't drink coffee, and she added to me later in voice note, specifically, a man who doesn't drink coffee, but opts for a hot chocolate instead. And I added to that, I said, or a man who says they drink coffee and goes up and orders a mocha. I cannot with that. Or a latte.
A cappuccino.
Cappuccino, flat white, I can deal with.
Flat white, sexy.
A latte.
Because I like you to be keeping up with the coffee scene.
Or a latte or a mocha? Fuck off. Like, no.
I can't, though, however, there is, like, I mean... When I was on Tinder, there was a lot of bios that were like coffee addict.
No, too into coffee as well.
No, I don't want you to know about the bean, bro. I don't want you to be spending like 25
this
euro.
This is an Arabica bean from Costa Rica.
Yeah, like once you get all happy pair of coffee shit on me, I'm like, okay, why don't you go fornicate with a coffee bean?
Oh, somebody, pop socks on a fella. Nah, if you're that concerned about your ankle sock being seen.
I actually fancy it. I love a man. I
Evan
feel like
wears them all the time.
They're pirouetting around the apartment when they're wearing them. They look like little ballerinas.
And then she said, to end it all, the number one ick, and I think I got a lot of these in my DMs, number one ick a fella can ever do is dropping the monkey emoji.
Yeah, it's really just a certain type of man who's using that to flirt. It's like, they're older.
It's cheeky
a lot of the time.
Monkey.
It's
older.
Grotesque. It really is grotesque.
So other food drink ones, girlies, you guys fucking cracked me up on this one. This one fucking killed me. When he says table for two in a restaurant.
Table for two? What would
you
say?
Not think that is so gap, but it's just like, it's the unexplainable things. It doesn't matter it's like imagining them being like, table for two. That fucking cracked.
A guy who can't swan into a restaurant and be doing it like nonchalant. You know, when like I've been with guys on first dates more so, and I really clock this because it is something I want to be led into a restaurant and they fucking sort out the tail and whatever. Mm. I was on a date with a guy and like I met him outside and he was like, oh, can you go in on well? I hate fucking... I was like, are you serious?
Oh no, that's... When a man doesn't
walk
in first.
I have to be like a big swinging dick going in and be like, hey, is there... A-? Like, no.
just cracks me up when he says table for two. I'm like,
table for two, please.
It's like, yeah, there's obviously two ears.
I just don't even think it's that. It's not even like that it makes any sense. It just is something it's a bit just, icky about it. Yeah. Watching them eat soup.
Yeah, it's very feminine.
Do you think there's just fucking gas? To not even take them seriously, like, I mean, watching them eat soup. When a boy drinks less than me but gets more drunk.
Oof, that's so bad. I hate that.
This one I hard agree with. I feel like Lindsay might take a bit of an issue with it. Oh. A guy drinking Copperberg or any sort of berry cider. I'm going to go as far as a man who drinks cider in general. Sorry,
oh,
there I said
really?
It.
Really? I like a guy who drinks cider. Oh, I think no. It's so cute.
I can't when a man is like, I don't drink beer. I'm like, oh, get a life.
I don't know. I don't mind if they like, no, but I mean, I want them to kind of be, I like a guy who drinks everything. I don't really like when a guy's like adverse to like this alcohol.
Like, yeah, I couldn't if I was going up and I was like, what are you drinking? He's like, Copperberg, strawberry, lime, please. I'd be like, are you fucking
that
joking?
That kind of melts my little heart.
No.
It's like, you like the little sweet taste.
Ew.
That's so cute. That's so,
yeah, cute in my like granddad. Not in the man I want to be climbing on top of later.
I don't know. They're a nice kiss post Copperberg.
Yeah, the sugar. It's like, mm-hmm. when they slurp and swish their wine at the table while the waiter waits for them to give the go ahead.
Oh.
Or I'll also add on to that. A man who doesn't know you're supposed to just go, yeah. When they're like, oh, it's beautiful. They're like, they're not asking you if you like the wine. They're asking you, is the wine okay? Has it been corked? Please know your way around.
Let's not try and flex on the wine.
But when they're like, oh, yeah, that's lovely. I'm like, oh, you think you're meant to be telling them you like it. And you're not. You're just meant to be telling them that it's not corked.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing. You don't know that.
Aww.
Lindsay, sorry. We need to grow a fucking thicker skin for this episode. Like, oh, you poor little man.
No. I was bad with the Copperberg. I would more so take offense to a guy who, when the waitress is coming over with the wine, that the man takes the sip. I hate that. I'm
what
like, hold
mean?
On. The woman, I think, should be doing the tasting of the wine, not the man.
Yeah, most men would always go, she'll do the honors there. Yeah. But though so I do like it out. If a man is, if he like knows his wine and he does it and they do it cool. Because all you're meant to do is give them a nod. You're not supposed to be like, it's beautiful. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Yeah, I get you. Let me see if I have any food ones here. Audible chewing or drinking. That is a big one. Like, I mean, it's just general manners.
Chewing
like,
with their mouth open.
If you were like sloshing your and crunching your, like, I don't want to see your food breaking down.
Well, it's just like.
In your mouth.
When someone chews with their mouth open, I'm like, how are you the ripe old age of 30?
I don't
and you're
know.
Still chewing with your fucking mouth open?
And you also know you can't, I can't teach you now.
Yeah.
Like if you have gone 30 years and you're and
I'm just
seeing,
like, how do you not know that that's, I mean, it's like the base level thing that my mom taught me.
Same.
Really rude. Or do you know what I'll say? And this is also women too. When they chew chewing gum, like smacking their lips. I'm like, you're fucking disgusting.
If a guy's a smoker now, personally, I couldn't actually date a full blown smoker.
That's like a preference, not an ick though.
Yeah. No, but like I can deal, like we said, but like when a guy's a smoker and he takes a smoke, sucks away at it till it's gone and straight away the chewing gum in the mouth.
Oh really?
It's just like such an overwhelming sensual experience. What's the word? Like I'm there's so much smells going on here. Like the big stink of the cig and then the like clang of the mint coming out against
See,
the tobacco. I'm just
I know what you mean on that, but
I just think you're dirty.
I prefer it to the opposite than coming around, because I hate it when someone comes in from a smoke and they start talking to me and I can smell the ash.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's more so that I just don't want a smoker.
Yeah.
Putting ketchup in the fridge.
Oh, I put ketchup in the fridge.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, this is
I'm a condiment in the fridge kind of gal.
Yeah, I am too, actually. I don't have ketchup in the gaff, but like my condiments. I love this. Called condiments.
I know, it's like condoms.
I know, I'm like, what? this is a good one. Ordering a complicated Starbucks order.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Can I have the coffee frappuccino with half this, half that, a little bit of that caramel sauce? It's like, ew.
Okay, Paris Hilton. Fucking hell.
Oh, God. I've got some really funny, like, social media ones as well.
Okay, let's go
them
for them.
Number one. Has an Android phone.
No, I could not deal.
It's such an ick. Like,
get an iPhone.
If I looked
how
at
hard
their,
is it?
Yeah, if I looked at their fucking Instagram story and had those weird ass emojis.
If they're over in yours and they're like, have you got a charger? You're like, yeah, here. No, for Android. Oh.
Like, I do, because that's like the basic charger, but I will not be giving it to
yeah,
you.
I do. It charges my vape.
Yeah. Charges my goddamn Kindle. You big loser.
Like, why? I just don't understand that. Like, why do you not have an iPhone? Like, why? Is it financial? Is it like, I also hate, like, because I've been, yeah, I asked, I'm like, oh, an Android, that's interesting. And when they're, I can't stand when they're like really pro Android. They're yeah. like, oh, no, honestly, Huawei is like the best. Like the spec on the camera is like unreal.
It's like Evan has a Huawei, but like he got them free and he's always moaning on by getting a fucking iPhone. But it does ick me out about him a little bit. I'm like, come on, hon, pull it together. But I hate it when they start to push the whole like, or if they had like a Google phone or one of them.
Yeah, if they're like really, like if they're anti iPhone and pro this phone and they're going on about the spec of the camera, and it's like, okay. David Attenborough going on your hikes every weekend and getting like really high res photo of the fucking mountains.
I hate that fucking shit. This is a good one. Imagining a man turning to his friend and saying, will you take a picture of me?
Oh, wow. I've never seen that.
No, but it's imagining.
I know. I've never seen it.
Because I love the way with the ick as well. Some people use it as like a self-preservation thing. If you're like fancying a guy too much, if you think of them doing certain things, it takes them down a peg, you know?
Yeah, no, it does. You need to think, if you really are fancying them way too much, you're like, think about them in certain situations.
It needs to humble you.
Using the monkey emojis to flirt, we had that. That is a serious one.
Absolutely.
We got a few guys on mine, which is really, really beneficial. So this is from Luke. Sticking their tongue out during sex like people do when they're concentrating.
Evan also said a girl is just like being like too into sex while you're having sex. And they're like, he's like,
putting on a performance.
And he's like,
thing.
This isn't that good.
Oh.
Like, and because like, he's like, you know when it's not that good. And they're like being like, this one fucking cracked me up, Lynn's right. Listen. Mm-hmm. Posting a story with a caption accidentally twice. But the second story, the caption is moved slightly.
I have one here as well, which is similar. Him asking to help me with an Instagram caption. Or like just pausing and pondering over what to caption his picky with.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, like, thinking of his Instagram caption.
Just thinking about your Instagram at all is so... you want them to be throwing the pics up.
Not even
preferably no caption.
I don't even know how to put the picture up, to be honest.
Yeah.
Or this one killed me. Mm-hmm. A guy I used to see asked for eczema cream recommendations on his public Snapchat story.
Oh, my God, the poor lad. What the fuck?
Like what? Or a man that uses Snapchat filters. If the man has those puppy dog
ears. If a man is still on Snapchat, it is perverted.
But any filter. I cannot with a man using a filter.
It is perverted to be on Snapchat still in this day and age.
I saw something like the other day. It was like, people use Snapchat. I thought that was for predators and people who cheat.
Oh, literally. Literally. I would be retweeting that if I was still on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
When he says, shall we? Unironically.
Oh God.
Sick, sick, sick in the head. Do you know what? Also, this is a side note. This happened to me a while ago. Dumped the guy. Well, no, I think I dumped the guy and then like this happened. He texted me after he was trying to, you know, get things back. And he goes, I was going to buy you this and this and this.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't want it. I just like any guy who tells me they're going to buy me something in a fight.
Or like when they, do you know what I hate?
Like,
what they,
ouch.
I hate it when men do that shit where like, and it's less so ick, just an annoyance. I remember once I was watching a vlog, right? And it was Shane Dawson and, you know, Drew, their friend. It was a really old vlog. And Drew was like vlogging and he was like, so we did this, we did that, we did this. And Shane turned around and goes, don't tell them what you did, just do it. And that's what it's like with men and doing that shit. It's like, don't tell me what you were going to do. It's like, it's like
post when, fight as well.
Or like even in general, like, you know, when like a guy gives you like a present and say it's lovely and they're like, I was going to get you flights to Ibiza, but they were sold out. And you're like, but now I'm thinking of the flight. Like, don't tell me what you were going to do.
I love the Air Max.
Don't tell me what you were going
to
do.
It's just so socially uncomfortable to be in that situation where you're like, oh, thank you for the actual present that you gave me. But also, oh, that's a really nice thing and I really would have liked that too. But I
should have got you that, shouldn't I? Shouldn't I have got you that?
Yes, you should have. Stop bringing it up. I fucking hate accepting presents anyway. It's an awkward social experience.
I'm aware of it as well, which
is the
worst.
And now I have to be like, oh, like doubly thanking you for that, like your every thought process that was coming into this present buying. It's like, Jesus.
Taking mirror selfies when he uses Instagram like a woman or fancies himself like an influencer.
I can't take selfies. Like, I mean, a guy who is like styling his outfit and wanting to get that pic for his story. If they
ever
like, wow.
posted an OOTD.
No, it's just, you're not going to get laid.
If any of their Instagram pictures of themselves were taken using a Canon camera.
Oh, wow.
Unless they're like a musician and you know what I mean? Like,
if
that's
you're actively trying to get the full fit. We're talking shoes, like you have dressed up for this pic. You know, like you're out with the lads, but you made sure that was a little extra of your night to get that pic.
Or a non-social media lad who talks into Instagram stories.
No, you just can't Ooh. Be doing that. Now, here's one that me and my friends kind of disagreed with. Men in turtlenecks. I can deal.
Oh, I can deal with a man in turtleneck.
I really like it. Like a man in a turtleneck.
Evan got a turtleneck last year and he also wore the long coat with it. He looked great.
Turtlenecks, I really like.
Very Steve Jobs.
Very Parisian.
Yeah.
But like if they are broad.
But I hate it.
You have to be like a broad man.
You have to be a big man. Although no, I think you can actually pull it off.
You're a man.
Because it's very like, you know, like in the French, like Serge Gainsbourg, to be wearing a very skinny man with little kind of polo
going
neck.
For a cigarette,
but what I can't deal with of polo necks, if we're going to talk about it, is when he's a size large and he's wearing a size medium polo neck and you can see the full outline of his titties.
That I kind of like it.
I
really am attracted to a poking out nipple from a man.
For me,
I do like it.
I can't. I could not fashion wise deal with a man in a cardigan.
Never, never, ever, ever. I once saw a man in a waterfall cardigan. It went past his buttock.
Oh my god! You know what else I hate? Those like high low t-shirts where the front.
Oh no! It's like another one. If you're shopping on Boohoo Man.
Oh, no, I have some of them in there.
That's not okay. The high-low t-shirts. Yeah, those t-shirts that like were to the waist at the front and then drop down to cover the bum.
The bum bum? Are you insecure about your bum bum?
You're insecure about your bottom.
This one killed me as well. The last one, my social media ones, Linz. Mm-hmm. When he gets nervous talking in a voice message.
Ooh, it's so cringe and you can hear the voice kind of quivering.
Or like if
just text me.
Yeah, or
it's
like
fine.
If you know the way like you were saying a while ago, Lindsay, you're getting guys that you're talking to send you a voice message. You know that way, just to kind of hear it, especially during like Rona, you know, when you're not meeting up.
Yes.
But if they're like, this is so weird. Jesus,
don't know what to say.
I never send voice messages. It's like, yeah, you do.
But like if you don't, or if you're talking to a guy, like a voice message 100% can really like rate you up on how you're communicating to girls on Tinder. Like you want to be nonchalant for a first voice message, lads. What I would do if you're talking to a girl back and forth in Tinder, go outside, walk to the shop, just go outside in general, pretend you're walking somewhere, because the wind in the background kind of makes it seem just so much more like nonchalant. I'm not sitting down giving you this time. I'm walking around. And then it takes the pressure away from like every little, you know, sound of the vowels. How is he talking?
So, absolutely.
And be swaggy. Like, be like, hey, I'm just walking the shop here. It's cool. Come here. Are you around Friday? You know, like just keeping it chill.
Well, it sounds like it's an afterthought, not like you're sitting down and prepping yourself.
Yeah,
for
and holding
voice.
The thumb down. You want the first clip of the voice note to be cut off. I hate when it's like, silence. Hey, so yeah. It's like, oh, you were waiting. You need to be talking to me.
I've got
serious.
Some they're just kind of random ones as well. Imagining him falling off a horse.
Oh god. Picturing a lad sitting on a bus.
Yes. With his mask on as well.
Oh, with a leaf card.
Looking for their seat in the cinema.
Oh yeah.
Where is it? 34F.
Oh, I got this one, which cracked me up. When a fella puts on a condom. I kind of like it. If a man is like real good at putting on a condom, I'm like, oh, you hot bastard.
We actually, ex-girls listening, actually week you would have known, we heard the crazy story about this guy who put on a condom like a sock. I'll say no more.
It
go listen if you want to hear. Oh yeah, this is so good. Oh god. When he tries to be funny or tell a joke in a crowd and it flops.
I got a few of those as well. Him telling a joke and no one, or even not a joke, you know, when you're in like around like a small group of friends.
Yeah.
And he maybe like opts to kind of go across the table and be like, so Evan, do you yourself do that? And then they're just
they're totally blanked.
It's. Oh, and it's how they kind of react to the blank.
Yeah,
if they kind of like go back into their shell and never ask a question for the rest of the night.
They can make up with it by being like, here, fucking Evan, yeah, like, that's grand.
Evan, sorry, I was just saying to you there. If they kind of can, like, if they can get the answer in the end.
Oh. trying to sing along to a song and they don't know the words.
Oh, ouch. Bella's carrying a shopping bag, proper Roy.
I got that one too. She sent me the exact same one. Yeah, she's like, a man carrying a shopping bag, Tesco or Dunn specifically, like your man.
Now, let's talk about the specific bags, because I did date a guy who it was his thing.
No.
To hold a Dunn's bag.
If a guy has a thing, full stop, and especially if his thing is holding a fucking Dunn's bag, that's a no from me.
He made it work.
Look, there's always exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, he was an exception. But for me, it would be...
It'd be a no for me.
But there are different variants between each shopping bag. I can handle a Dunn's.
No, the brown, stripey, very no, Roy Cropper no, vibes.
Physically, it's a gross bag. No,
but
bag.
Then with the bag, I can't really deal with.
See, I can deal with the... You are spending more in groceries than... Tesco for me. I'm like, oh,
but it's groceries is fine. It's when they're carrying their shit or like just them holding one bag.
Oh, like there's a towel in the bag. They're going swimming.
Why don't you have a backpack, you big loser? When they have really smooth, rounded skin. Yeah, a man with too good skin. Like if their skin is like poreless and shiny.
I watched last night, which was, you've got to watch, Pharrell Williams did a Vogue Get Ready
With
Me. Oh,
I don't. He freaks me out.
He looks like a seal. He is a seal. Are you human?
He creeps me out.
I think I saw you in the sea. When they call you Madeir.
Oh, I got that one too. big looped shoelaces. You know when they tie their shoes like in a big bow?
Oh. My pet peeve with shoelaces is when they're pulled really, really tight and they look like banana shoes. I can't deal. Rolling a mini suitcase through the airport. It's the visual.
Especially if it's a real shiny one. You know, those kind of shiny ones.
Like the hard case
ones.
Yeah,
the hard case.
I don't like a guy who just needs a, like, just get a duffel bag if you're going away. Yeah. I think a duffel bag's fucking cool.
Unless you're going away for like a week, you know, that
way.
Yeah,
I know.
Or like, do you know what I also hate? If you see like a couple in the airport and they're obviously going on the same holiday and the man's suitcase is as big as the woman's. I can't with that.
Also, what does, it's a side note with suitcases. Men, just... pick up my fucking suitcase. Like if we both have mini suitcases, we're going to Poxy London for the weekend. Would you not carry my suitcase? It's Scarlett. Like I know it's harder to like roll the two of them, but it's mortifying us both being like what, equal, rolling our little suitcases. Like I'll buy the shit from Boots that we're bringing onto the plane. Like just let's be a man here.
True. Getting too involved in FIFA. One guy I was seeing spent a week's wages on players.
Oh my God. The fuck? When he puts his sheets on his bed on all fours.
Who the fuck does that when they climb on the
I
bed?
I guess to do it quicker, they're like, bloom, you know, like to get it like over there. Men in all fours in general.
Yeah, I was just about to say, men, whenever they're on all fours, unless they're looking for something under the couch, even then, very vulnerable position.
Very vulnerable. Yeah, it's kind of acceptable if they're like working at something in the house, like fixing a wire or something.
Yeah, or like picking up a skirting board.
Yeah.
This one killed me. When a boy puts his hands up on a roller coaster. Whee!
Oh, God. Would you be a kind of gal to go like to Funderland with a guy?
No. Well, actually, Funderland could be funny, but like, I wouldn't like, if me and Evan went away, like, I wouldn't be like racing to the like, finding the nearest like roller coaster place.
I wouldn't be mad about an adrenaline junkie, but like the lighter aspect of like, oh, you just like roller coasters.
Just him putting his hands up, that fucking is so funny.
Oh, this was an Instagram one that we missed. When he likes every single gorge girl's pic on Instagram. You know those guys who you're like, I see you, double tap, yeah, double tap, double tap.
It's a bit basic of it. It's not really like an ick. That's just more like, for me, that's the difference between a turn off and an ick. Like that's just something about someone that you're like, eh, turn off. An ick is more, do you know what an ick would be for me? Mm. If I went into their following and they followed like Rosie Connolly and Suzanne Jackson. I'd be like, why do you even follow them? Like at least with the like liking the girls' pics, I'm like, I know why you're liking them because they're hot. But like, why are you fucking following like a mother of two children and a business owner? Like it's like,
and
unless
it's like
they know them.
Basically
know them.
Beauty and fashion.
Yeah, it's like, what? You need like gorge girls that much that you need to be scrolling and seeing like fucking Rosie Connolly's OOTD.
Yeah, true.
Unless they know them, of course, obviously. That's
imagining them in the Leisureplex with bowling shoes on with the Velcro ones.
I got one about Leisureplex and she says, watching them bowl in the Leisureplex, like imagining them lunging forward, preparing to let go of the ball.
You see, this is what, like, Leisureplex can play you dirty. There are the tied up ones, which are, like, obviously not nice, but they're just so much better than the Velcro ones. The Velcro ones look like you're going to school. It's your first day.
I do feel clown college-y in... Do you know why it's bad if the men get the Velcro ones out? Because it's usually only up to a certain size.
Oh, so they have, like, what, a size 7?
Do you know that way?
And unfortunately, it is a thing. Like, regardless, I do like a guy with a big shoe.
8 is fine. I mean, like, I prefer a 10. But
I think we all would.
But, you know, an 8 is grand if you're below an 8. The thought of a boy jumping up and down and singing at a concert. Yes, I've heard this one before. That's a major...
It's painful.
Thinking of a lad running to the train holding a gear bag.
Say that again.
Thinking of a lad running for a bus or a train holding a gear bag.
Like a gag gear?
Like, yeah, like their gear.
Yeah. I saw a guy running for a bus yesterday and he had a big bucket of paint in his hand.
Just the running for the bus in general. Evan cracked up because he's always doing it. I'm like, yeah, babes, you are.
Picturing my boyfriend having a wank in his face while he's coming alone watching porn.
Doesn't give me dick too much.
It doesn't, but I can imagine how it would. Yeah, because you're like, you're alone, you're watching porn, you're all like vulnerable.
Do you know what,
like,
gives me the ick? Thinking of them cleaning up after. Like the wanking, I'm like, oh, okay.
That's the annoying thing about cum, isn't it? It's like, they come and you have to fuck in the towel and they make it a big deal.
Men with TikTok accounts.
Oh, okay.
Again, get off TikTok, please. That's so gross.
It's
for children and women. Why are you wanting to look at children dance?
Watching someone pay for things, no idea why. That does give me the cringe when, like, again, it's all about, dare I say, swagger.
Just,
like,
use your card. I got one rooting for change in their wallet.
Or just a guy who's kind of like,
how much is it?
Oh, I can't get my card out. It's like, oh my God. Just, you want a guy who's like, bing, bing, bing. Like, I'm used to paying for shit.
Yeah. Again, we'll go back to this lens. Fast fashion. A man in boohoo. If a man ever has gotten a fucking boohoo man, like, plastic package through their door,
you have serious problems.
Imagining a man.
And if you're photographing it and putting
that's
it
just another level.
And you're saying that's Happy Friday level. To me from me?
Sorted for the holiday. Oof. Or, like, imagining a man going down to the Fastway courier to collect his boohoo man parcel.
Oh, and then trying it on, like taking it out all of the, like, cellophane.
And it not fitting quite right.
No, having to send it back.
Not knowing
and
how.
And taking the box.
Not knowing how to send it back.
Too big. Too big. Because, like, it's the opposite. For a girl, you want it to be too big. For a guy, they want it to be too small.
Yeah. Here's one for you, Lindsay. Wearing a big fleecy jumper to keep warm. I think it's just to keep warm.
Yeah, that's, I think, the it's the, like, cold man. You want a man who's like, oh, I'm fucking roasting all the time.
Oh, yeah. When he chases after a ping pong ball.
What?
Like, if you're playing ping pong and the ball goes off the table and he runs after
I guess it's the, like, it's the, like, the big man and the tiny little ball.
Look, we don't need to make sense of these, hon. They just
I think it all can be rooted back to something. True. Baby voices is a big no-no.
True. Wearing jeans around the house with no shoes or socks on. So, like, a barefoot on jeans.
I hate a man. Like, just, can you just wear sliders inside with socks, please? That's the look that you should be wearing inside. Or just keep your runners on.
I don't mind. No, I hate people. I don't like people who wear their shoes in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I am that.
A, like, very bad for your feet. And B, just not really into it. It's just very uncomfortable.
I get really uncomfortable around, like, feet. And I'm just, like, especially bare feet when they're walking around their house. I'm like, there's now a strand of hair stuck to the bottom of your foot, and that just is so unappetizing.
I just, like, I actually am fine with a barefoot. I'm a barefoot person at home, but I with a jean, no. Tracksuit bottom, fine.
Okay.
That's my boundaries.
A lad blowing his nose. Yeah, a lad who, like, is blowing his nose with velocity. Like,
I prefer them to be blowing it than sniffing it.
Yeah, but I just, like, there's some, like, there is blowing, like, there's manners around blowing your nose. Like, I was once dining out and the couple next to me and the girl, I don't know, this has never left me, honey. The girl next to me was an it gal, or an ex gal, I can't remember. It was before COVID and she was on a date and it seemed to be going well. And he had finished his meal. She still had hers. And he took the serviette and he went ham into that serviette.
Yeah, now this is, again,
she's still eating.
Disgusting.
And he then apologized post blowing the nose. Like, go into the bathroom, you pig.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, I could just see the date deteriorate in front of my eyes and I felt so sad. And I still feel so
sad. Like, yeah, a bad manners, again, would be a turn off for me, but I understand that is disgusting as fuck.
Eye boogers is another, like, just if you're getting up in the morning and not in any way grooming yourself and going straight to work or not even looking in the mirror, it's just not it for me.
That's bad grooming. Bad hygiene. They're all like, I think that everyone can understand those things being gross. The ick is defo those like unsaid little things that people do, you know?
Well, I think it's everything.
It can be. Yeah, yeah. When they're play fighting with the lads and they get thick or beaten. Like if they get so annoyed, they're like, fucking shut up.
Oh, they get too serious.
Or like if they're having a slagging match with the lads and they get offended.
Oh,
it's so great.
Prematurely being called baby or babe. I also don't like when a guy will kind of like quite obviously give you a nickname to kind of seem like you're closer than you are. Yeah. And then like, you know, pushing the kind of idea that he's this like nickname giver and like it's just very like forced or something.
I got one that was like a girl said when they simp too soon. So true.
When they what?
Simp too soon.
What's that?
Like to be a simp is like a guy that just like, a simp is a guy that is like mad about a girl who doesn't even really care about him. It's like being overly like,
I love her. She's overly so into cool. It. Well, it's a massive turn off.
Yeah. Like especially when it's too soon. It's like, or one girl just flat out said, when he likes me more than I like him.
And I got some guys saying that. I got three guys saying that.
When a girl is like, when a girl is too in,
yeah. Yeah. Like when they're like kind of, it's a lot when like you are on like a first few dates and they are kind of, there's some things that you just don't need to say. Like, just so you know, I have deleted Tinder. I'm only focusing. It was like, okay.
Yeah. I think it's more forgivable in girls to do. And that's just, I mean.
Apparently not. Because that was like the majority. Like I didn't get that many males writing to me. And a lot of it was that. I think it, girls can be quite,
it's kind of predictable vocal. From a girl though, you know,
well,
it's
like
less,
it.
I feel like it's less predictable from a guy when they're like,
but I think it does totally like, you know, there needs to, we always talk about the chase. So like,
there's no
chase if like on the first date, the girl's like into the guy, like you ain't getting the dick for long.
Having the 1916 proclamation on their wall or like the tricolour in their room. I can't with, and look, I know, blah, blah, I can't with the man who's too into all that rash shit. That fucking cringes me.
I prefer a man with just a plain ass room. One poster maybe, but like.
No, a poster.
I can't. A framed poster, I can't. If it's like framed, made in art, like
a piece of art, grand. But a poster, like a Jimi Hendrix, like thumbtacked up on the wall or like blue tack and it's fallen down halfway. But a man too into all that Irish shit, like if they insist on using their Irish second
I also
name
never
or some
believe
shit,
them. I'm like, you're making this like an outfit. You're just trying to like,
it's an accessory.
Yeah, you're trying to like make your personality something. Like, do you actually give a fuck? And you'd be going on about the rap, but you wouldn't even be able to deck someone.
Yeah,
you know? It's always those bastards. Alexander McQueen's, big no-no. Yeah. A man in a designer shoe, I would go as far to say. For me, Adidas, Nike, just New Balance, fine. Why are you spending €800 on a pair of shoes?
Are they €800?
Yeah.
What?
From what I know,
that is a no. Yeah,
like designer shoes are like super expensive. Like they're a chunk of cash. And
I just didn't know those fucking runners were that. Yeah, or I don't like a real sneakerhead. I can't with that sneakerhead, and especially when they keep the boxes and they're all stacked up in their room.
Like what?
So like I could resell them for €400. You won't though.
You've
worn them.
I say the same about the shit I buy on Depop. It doesn't work. They have to be pristine.
Yeah.
Like, it's like TY Teddies for adults.
Clapping when the plane lands.
Oh, I think that's more of a female thing.
No, but that's the whole point. It's like if the man started being like, imagine going to wear your boyfriend your first fucking holiday and he claps in the plane lands. I'd be like, put me back on the plane. Bring me back to Dublin.
Yeah, I think you know those kind of guys pretty soon, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
I've never been on a plane and been shocked.
But
to
that's
see
the
a
whole
man.
Thing with the ick. It you surprises
never know.
You.
You never know.
The ick creeps up. A lad sticking his hand out for the bus.
Ooh, yeah.
Me, please.
You want them to have the manly kind of
presence,
like presence of like this bus is stopping. I don't even have to tell it to. Yeah.
Oh, so true. So true.
When you're walking and he trips but pretends like nothing happened. Yeah, like when they overly try to kind of like not stop the conversation because like, anyway, what was I saying? It's like, oh gosh.
Or this one is so specific and it cracks me up. Men standing on their tippy toes and losing their balance.
I kind of like that because it makes them seem all big. I feel like men are always like unbalanced.
It cracks
it's like
me
the
up.
Muscles or something.
thinking of a man searching for the emoji he wants to use.
Ooh, scrolling when he hits his head off the car while trying to get in.
Or out. Out is bad.
The little.
And then they're like trying to make it out that it's not sore. They're like.
And then another car one. The thoughts of them getting a lift even though I don't drive myself.
It's so true. This one is a great one. I think this was when I got the ick for Paul Mescal. When Paul Mescal sang that song with Dermot Kennedy.
No, done.
Done.
Well, do you know what? It was actually, I remember we were talking about Paul Mescal on an episode and then we both said we couldn't act, like we fancied him as Connell.
Oh yeah, but I don't fancy actual
and it's
Paul
it's
Mescal.
The acting.
Yeah. Yeah,
I could never. It's the fact that he is an actor. Like
and
no.
And he tried for that part and was delighted when he got it.
Yeah, and he was in the Abbey and like he's honing in on a craft.
Yeah. The thought of them swimming and trying to keep their hair dry.
Oh Lord. No. No.
If they use an umbrella or wear a scarf, anything that protects them from the weather.
Yes, no, that is my main one. Anything.
An umbrella is a big one for me. Oh, unless it's a really, like a golfing umbrella.
Like a business umbrella and they're in a
huge
suit.
Umbrella. Yeah. Then fine.
And they like forget it. You don't want them to like remember the umbrella. Like we're going to a restaurant. They're helping you in with a big business brolly.
Or imagine they noticed they forgot their umbrella and they got annoyed about it. Like, fuck's sake, I forgot my umbrella.
Yeah, but they need to be the like the cane umbrella. Yeah, can't be the pocket.
Has to have a wooden cane or a pimp umbrella or the one they get free with their car. No, the Mercedes Benz.
Yes,
umbrellas.
Or like their business or like their company is giving them the brolly. Like it has big
dare
weird
I say
branding.
A status umbrella.
Yeah.
Certain names, for example, Cormac, Brendan, and Kieran.
Oh, there are certain names. It's really hard. You know, have you ever dated a guy and you're like, your name doesn't suit you? It's really annoying.
I don't actually think I have, but I do agree with that. I don't think I could go out with a Cormac. Yeah. Cormac or like a Kieran as well. I'm sorry.
Kieran, I could. Kieran's a normal name. Cormac
it's normal,
is...
but that's the thing. It's almost too normal. They're all real normal.
Yeah,
Brendan.
There's so many of them. Or like, yeah. I like a guy with a unique name.
Imagining a man in a swimming cap.
Oh, like why are you wearing a swimming cap?
Do you know what I could deal with?
Have hair.
I could deal with a man in one of the silicone swimming hats, but those cloth ones that fall.
I couldn't deal with either. Cuddling into the back of your fella and his back hair rubbing your lip.
Ew. I've never dated a guy with back hair.
I can imagine that was a great descriptor.
Isn't that kind of daddy vibes? Maybe you could get into it.
yeah, maybe.
Men taking themselves serious or if a man smizes in a picture.
Oh, no. Yeah, a guy who noses his face.
A guy that knows his angles.
Oh, man.
Or if a man asked for another picture, take another one.
Yeah, no, that's just so upsetting.
And then overly groomed men.
Yeah.
Eyebrows 100%. Plucked.
Some
fake tan. A man. Us both doing tan Thursday.
But I guess maybe if a guy was into bodybuilding and they maybe got a
that's fine.
But if they got a taste, you never know.
No, but I couldn't with that. A man who got a taste for tan. Imagine the two of us. No, I think Bellamy Ant is better than Dripping Gold.
No. I want a guy who moans when I have to ask him to do my back.
Yeah.
You know, you're full
excited. I want a man who barely understands what tan is.
Ripped skinny jeans. Yes. Now let's talk about it for a moment. So very happy Maura Higgins and the guy Chris that released their thing. And me and my friends were in the WhatsApp group being like, oh, fair play, so cute. Until we noticed his jeans. They are bet on.
He is one of
and
those
there's
men.
Multiple rips all down the thigh.
Yeah. Boohoo man vibes. It's, Boohoo man vibes.
Wow.
One girl wrote into me and said, sprayed on jeans or white jeans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just
white denim or light blue denim on a man.
A man that owns a pencil case. What? Pete uses a pencil case as his wallet.
That's fine. Again, Pete is kind of beyond it all.
Yeah.
We can't use Pete as the standard. Because he is a complete
very true
wild card. You can't be like, well, Pete Farrell, because then all the men going around like Pete Farrell.
And anytime he always forgets it everywhere and he's like, have you seen my pencil case? I'm like, it's not, it's your wallet case.
It just is a pencil case.
A man with, what do you think about a man with a Velcro wallet?
Oh, God, no.
Like having to rip it at the centre.
There's a few things that I can forgive a man owning designer items, and a designer wallet is one of them. Like, I think it's nice to have a Louis Vuitton or a Gucci wallet. Like, 100%. I really appreciate that. But I really don't want you to have a Louis Vuitton bag.
Or, yeah, the little...
A bum bag. Remember I said that?
The bum bag? No way. No,
you said you'd get down with it in our vlog.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did.
It's so fucking Love Island. Like, it's Michael from Love Island.
It is. Michael Griffiths loves a little side bag.
I couldn't. Oh.
See, sometimes I'm like, okay, I could maybe get there if your wage is so extravagant that, like, it's acceptable for you to buy this.
Oh, but, like, they only suit, like... If they suit anyone, they suit like 21-year-old drug dealers. So I'm like, if your wage is that good and you're like close to 30, I'm like, why are you wearing a bum bag? Like, buy a fucking briefcase or some shit. I mean, if they were really wealthy and they had like Louis Vuitton, like one of those big bags for like luggage, a weekend bag, fine. That's grand.
Stunning. And that's a classic Louis Vuitton piece.
Yeah. And you know, but yeah. Or do you know what a big one is for me? Oh my God, I found another one. Yeah. Another fashion one. A River Island watch.
Oh no.
A high street watch.
To be honest, River Island for me.
River Island full stop, but a high street brand watch.
Oh.
A watch that costs like 30 euro.
No.
No.
I
can't. Those All Saints boots, military boots.
Oh, like the beat, like you bought those boots beaten up already. Like they're like the beaten up boot Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp. I've been. Like if you have your fucking jeans tucked into boots.
No.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And, like, and the laces are flopping open.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, they're the like folded down boot. They think they look like Justin Bobby or Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
You look like you're about to release an EP and you're like this emotion. You look like Sam Smith, for God's sake.
Yeah. So.
Him buying credit.
A man on a credit phone, full stop. If the man ever says to you, like, I don't have credit. Get the fuck out of my life.
It's like, or shit, I only have 5 minutes left before my calls. Like something like that.
Oh yeah.
Like if you have like if you don't have unlimited access to internet and shit.
No.
On your phone.
A man asking for the Wi-Fi code.
Oh,
really
wow.
Turns me off. Unless they're doing some business and we're in a hotel or some shit. If he's just on his phone, he comes over to your gaff and he's like, do you have the Wi-Fi code? I'm like,
What
the actual fuck is wrong with you?
Seriously.
So, girls, hope you enjoyed it.
That was a deep dive. That was so much fun.
So fun. Such a laugh. Hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you thought of the episode. Hopefully you got a laugh out of it. And remember to tune in for our live stream. It's out in 2 weeks.
And cop your merch and become an ex-gal. Do it all.
Do it. Holy trifecta. Going.
Yes, biatches.
Okay, talk to you later, girls.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.